From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio on this Friday as we conclude a study entitled The Christian's Greatest Investment. And I trust that you've been there by the radio throughout the course of this week as we have been emphasizing that the greatest investment a Christian can make is the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been emphasizing throughout the course of the week that this is very significant. We talked about why it is so significant that we proclaim the gospel. And I've emphasized the fact that it is significant because of what Christ said in the Great Commission to go into all the world to preach the gospel. It's significant because of what the gospel is. It is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. And it's significant because of what the gospel does. It's the avenue of a spiritual creation in the lives of those who believe it. Then, yesterday particularly, we talked about how is it accomplished. How can you and I be involved in the proclamation of the gospel? Number one, we need to be willing to pray for those who are evangelizing and for the Lord to call people out into the ministry of evangelism. And then certainly we must pray for those who hear the message that they will come to Christ. Secondly, we must be willing to give. We must be willing to give our time and our talent and our treasure to the work of the Lord. And when we do, God will bless that. And then thirdly, we must be willing to go and say, even as Isaiah did back in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Now, today, as we wrap this study up, we're going to talk about what is the result of personal evangelism, of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there are two results that I want to emphasize. I've talked about both of these at one point or another throughout the course of the week, but I want to emphasize them today as we bring our study to a completion. What is the result of proclaiming the gospel? Well, number one, it is the presentation of God's wisdom on earth. Back in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11 and verse 30, it says, "He that winneth souls is wise." He that winneth souls is wise. You see, when you and I are winning souls, it is wise because it's the will of God. It's God's will that you and I be involved in soul winning because it's God's will that all will come to repentance. Now, we know that not everybody will be saved. There are many people who hear the gospel and reject the gospel. That's why we need to pray for those who hear that they will not reject but receive it. But you see, it's the will of God that you and I proclaim the gospel, which is God's wisdom to the world. It talks about the salvation of God. It talks about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of God. And so it is a wise thing to do as it relates to what the will of God is. But it is also a wise thing to do because soul winning is the path to spiritual maturity. When you and I are involved in soul winning, it enables us to mature and to grow in our relationship with Jesus Christ. I had a professor in college many, many years ago, 50 years ago now, who said that one of the most surest ways to grow spiritually is to be a soul winner. Because when you are out winning souls, not only are you doing that which is wise, but you are doing that which takes dependence upon God. And through that dependence upon God and through the dependence upon the Spirit of God, it brings spiritual maturity to your life and to mine. But then soul winning is not only the will of God and the path to spiritual maturity, that soul winning is an element of faithfulness. God wants us to be soul winners. God wants us to get out the gospel. God wants us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's why we say that the presentation of the gospel, as it were, is the wisdom on earth, because it's a wise thing to do it for those of us who do it. But it also brings the wisdom of God to those who don't know it, but hear it. And the wisdom of God is centered in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that when that's received by people, it brings the forgiveness of sin to them and gives them eternal life and enables them to get to understand the wisdom of God on a personal basis as well. And so, he that winneth souls is wise. The proclamation of the gospel is the presentation of the wisdom of God on earth. But secondly, the proclamation of the gospel is the presentation of a reward in heaven. Of a reward in heaven. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19 and 20. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we see verse 19 and verse 20. Here the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Thessalonians. Now keep in mind that God used Paul and Silas and Timothy to lead many of the Thessalonians to Christ. And notice what Paul was saying at the end of this great second chapter of 1 Thessalonians in verse 19. He says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy." Now, Paul, as he's writing this, is thinking of the Thessalonian Christians, those that he had the opportunity of leading to Christ. And he refers to them as his hope and joy and crown of rejoicing. You see, Paul knew that when he got to heaven, that he would look around and see the Thessalonians there, many of which he led to Christ. He said, "Wow, that's going to bring joy to me." But not only is it going to bring joy, Paul was saying, but it's going to bring the crown of rejoicing. That is the reward that God will give to all soul winners. Let me ask you, when you get to heaven, and I'm talking to you assuming at this point that you know Christ. If you don't know Christ, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus right now and ask him to save you. But if you know Jesus Christ, when you go to heaven, will you get the soul winner's crown? Because you've been involved in leading other people to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you get to heaven, will you look around and see family and friends and even others that maybe you hardly knew or didn't know at all, but they are there in heaven because through your life and through your testimony and through your preaching and through your ministry of winning souls and being involved with evangelism, they got saved and they're in heaven too? Wouldn't it be great to get to heaven and have somebody walk up to you and say, "Thank you for preaching the gospel, because through you preaching the gospel, I heard the truth of the gospel, and I personally trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior." Wouldn't that be a blessing? But you know something? Many of you aren't soul winners. You know the Lord. You've been saved for years. But you've never yet led one soul to Christ. I want to encourage you today to begin to invest personally in leading others to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus, so that not only will you experience the wisdom of God on earth, but that you also might experience the reward from God in heaven, when you will hear God say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I knew of a man years ago. He was in his 70s. He came to me one day and he said, "Pastor Gary, I'm 72, I think, years of age. And he said, I have never led a soul to Christ. Will you pray that I can do that soon? Well, we prayed together. I prayed for him. And in just a couple of weeks, he came back to me and he said, Pastor Gary, I led somebody to Christ today, and it's the greatest joy that I've ever had. If you've never led somebody to Christ, you don't know what real joy is. But to see somebody come to Jesus Christ and get saved and get born again will bring joy to your heart. And the more you do it, the greater reward you'll have in heaven. The greatest investment that you and I can make is the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to keep in mind that evangelism is a matter of obedience. That is, it is an absolute requirement of God for the Christian to be involved in evangelism. And when we obey and do that which God wants us to do, reaching the world for Christ, talking to people about the Lord, investing in getting at the gospel through being willing to pray and give and go ourselves, then God's going to use us for His glory. God is going to bring many others to Christ through our ministry. God is going to be exalted and glorified. The church is going to grow. And you know something? Even the world will get better, because the more people who come to Christ and live for Christ, the better the world will become. It's as simple as that. So I trust that you'll do what you can to invest your time, talent, and treasure in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the greatest investment that you can have. Thank you for joining me today. Go to church on Sunday, and until Monday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. To God be the glory. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.